Petaluma Radio Players will present a play written by Larry Bratt, an incarcerated citizen serving two consecutive life sentences in a Maryland state prison. This is a story about a prisoner in long-term isolation. Constantly drenched in white fluorescent lighting, his life is monitored 24/7 via a fisheye camera high in the cell ceiling. His only possession is a watch. His only pleasure, a narrow 4-foot-high, 11-inch-wide, meshed screened-in window overlooking farmland with a hand crank to allow opening and closing for fresh air. Here now is a story from a world few citizens glimpse. Here is Seldom Seen, Never Heard.
Funny story, how it all began to go awry for me. Started when a friend and I broke into the house of an elderly Christian woman. We did it mainly for fun. We were only 12. Anyway, inside the house we hear, "Jesus is gonna get you." We looked at each other and froze. I mustered up my courage and shined my flashlight around the room. I spotted a green and blue parrot on a perch. I said, "Did you say that?"
"Sure did,"
said the parrot. "What's your name?" I asked.
"Moses," replied the parrot.
"Who names a bird Moses?"
"Same people who named that 150-pound Rottweiler behind you Jesus."
The parrot squawked and we ran out of that house like a tornado.
Now, did that really happen, prisoner? I don't know why you're constantly talking to yourself, but that was funny.
And I don't know why you're always spying on me.
It's my job.
If I were a free man, I would fly higher than an eagle.
Time up, prisoner. Turn the water off. Step out of the shower. Sit back on your bunk. Survival meal is now on the food slot. Retrieve your tray. Place the tray back on the slot in 20 minutes.
What creative crap have you concocted for me to choke down today?
Really? You gotta know the routine by now. Today's solitary happy meal consists of everything the general population had to eat today. You have blended scrambled eggs, peanut butter, mayonnaise, liver and beets, baked into the Division of Corrections' famous loaf, designed for malcontent writers and troublemakers.
That's the point. You've been feeding me this swill for, what, 13 months? It's not right. I am sick of it. I want real food like everyone else.
Oh, what's the matter? You were expecting Wolfgang Puck to cater today. Eat or go hungry, I don't care. Stay on your bed until the 20 minutes for mealtime is up.
Can't you people at least pre-butter this plaster?
Prisoner, remain on your bunk. It's exercise time. When the door opens, you know the routine. Been here 13 months? Anyway, you have 60 minutes to exercise.
Here it is, Skinny Minnie. Let's see you shed another 20 pounds. What? Quitting already? Guess who didn't eat his Wheaties?
Damn boxes. Knotting a waistband just to hold them up. How fat do these idiots think I am?
Prisoner, stop what you're doing. The rule is wash your team. After it dries, put it back on, then wash your boxers. Any deviation of this rule will result in severe reprisals.
What? Beat me up again? Deprive me of the loaf?
Maybe. More like having you wear your boxers on your head during exercise time.
You got jokes today. See this ugly 4-inch scar by my right ear? Your comrades gave that to me before sending me here. I've become immune. I'm as tough as woodpecker lips.
That's a good one. No, you won't get your 3 weekly exercise periods. We'll also stop your 2 showers a month. Oh, and we'll take away your dead father's precious watch that the warden allowed you to keep. And we'll still make you wear your underwear on your head. Don't worry, prisoner. You'll be making a fashion statement. You might even start a trend.
Well, can't do that. I'll be buck naked. Remember the rules. No nudity in the cell. I can't let them drive me crazy. I can't. Please, God. Please, please help me. What the? Exactly 5:10 p.m. Odd. Same time the jury found me guilty. Man, what a storm. Give it to him, God. Flood the world. I'm ready. And if I see the ark, I ain't sleeping with the rhinos or the horses, because I ain't booking passage. Little buddy, you look awful. Let me close the window. Don't be scared. I know fear. You got nothing to fear from me. See, Bertie, I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to help you get dry and hopefully warm up. See, Mr. Robin? The wet loaf easily meshes into the screen. I know it's not worms or seeds, and it tastes lousy, but it keeps me alive. Try some. It may help you. Have some more. Oh, I wish I could eat like you. I wouldn't have lost all this weight. Go ahead, little buddy. Eat up. I'm not going to hurt you. Never let it be said that Dilbert Rodriguez ever held any living thing a prisoner. Go ahead, little buddy. Fly away, fly away. You're free. You'll always be free with me. Back so soon? Welcome. What's that in your beak? Twigs? Damn, getting ready to set up house. Works for me. Starting to go stir crazy being all alone these months. Haven't danced in ages, birds. Glad you're smart enough to spot an easy mark. Have some loaf. Thank you.
prisoner. Sit on your bunk. You got mail.
Mail? Why now do I get mail?
Jesus, you look as bewildered as a bank robber apprehended at the crime scene.
Pieces of crap, always messing with me.
No one is messing with you. It took over a year for your mail to catch up to you since your transfer here.
Always tell your letters, Mom. Lovely pale blue envelope. Dear Dilbert, I tried to visit you, but was told that you cannot have
visitors. What did you do this time? Won't you ever stop trying to buck the system? I can't kiss your troubles away like I did when you were a child. I miss you. Love, Mom.
It's always me, Mom. That's in the wrong, and it's always about you. Dear Dilbert, I'm sorry to tell you that
your mother, was murdered by a gang member robbing the 7-Eleven store where she worked part-time. No doubt you now feel the pain of your victim's family. Then again, knowing you, I'm not sure if you have any feelings. Daphne wouldn't have worked at 7-Eleven if it hadn't been for her selling her home to pay for your attorney. I pity you and despise you all in the same breath. Uncle Clarence.
Oh, no, no, Mom. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I like to watch you two build your nest. It shows you belong together. My mother died, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. I was a bad son. Mom sold her house to get me a trial lawyer. I didn't even remember thanking her. Never listened to anyone, including Mom. Didn't want to live like my parents. Wanted a different life. Thought the ordinary life was for squares. Stupidly believed a gangster's lifestyle was for me. Fast cars, fast women, fast money. It all went away fast. Now I'm in prison for life, and I have no one to care for me. Sadly, there's no one I can care for. But I was wrong in my choices. Mom told me I was wrong. That being alone is not living. It's just existing. Even Uncle Clarence said I needed to find someone to love. Mom was right. Love gives meaning to life, and now she's gone, and I never told her how much I appreciated her. Never honestly told her that I loved her. I did love her, but could never bring myself to share such feelings. I was a poor excuse for a son. I'm probably an even poorer excuse for a man. Birds, you've been with me for several months. Now it's spring. Man, that smells good. I like it when the farmer spreads manure. Why does the smell of horse crap make me happy? You two are like babies. Heard you fluttering and tapping. Little chilly for you, huh? Let's close the window. I truly admire and respect the love you two share. Sadly, my love affairs were plentiful as April showers and twice as brief. I look at you two and recognize, even in a nest of sticks, you have more than me. Look at this dungeon, an attached stainless steel toilet and sink with a squeaky bunk. only blessing is this small window. That's to torment me by showing what I'm missing. Mom was right. I was living wrong. I should have been a square. Stop your jabbering.
Prisoner! Warden says you can have limited commissary.
Commissary? What's the catch?
Tell me a joke, funny man.
Okay, what do a Tennessee divorce and a Texas tornado have in common?
I don't know, what?
Somebody's gonna lose a trailer.
Pretty good. Just think of that. Anyway, you want commissary or not, it's for real.
I'd like that. But I have no money in my account.
Washington Post sent you $400 for writing an article before your isolation.
I forgot about that. I wrote about my mother visiting me. Yes, please let me make commissary.
It's limited. You can get 2 cans of Pepsi and 2 plain Hershey bars. It'll cost you $10.
Great. I'll take them. Thank you. Please thank the warden. Okay, Boots. Here's a good one. An old woman is in an emergency room afraid she's going to die. She prays to God and asks, "Is this the end?" God actually answers her and says, "You'll live another 40 years. The old woman is happy beyond belief. She decides to get cosmetic surgery. She gets a facelift, tummy tuck, dental implants. Day comes for her to leave the hospital. She crosses the street and is struck and killed by a speeding bus. In heaven, she says to God, "You said I had another 40 years to live. What happened?" God tells her, "My child, I didn't recognize you."
That's a good one. You should write your jokes down.
What? Yeah, I should, but no pen and paper. Besides, most of my jokes are hand-me-downs heard over the years with my own spin.
Well, I interrupted your revelry to let you know that your commissary's in the cell.
Didn't even hear the door open. Thanks. Birds, strange things are happening. They didn't order me to sit on my bunk and still open the door. Odd. They gave me everything I ordered. I'm rich with treats. You two lift my spirits. And I again see the world in all its glory. You two acknowledge me. Too bad people aren't more like you. Because I know those guards are going to do something to me. You're right. Acceptance of life's bitter and sweet moments brings harmony. My problems are nothing compared to the world's madness. You two are magnificent. Enjoy your meal. I'm going to save these sodas and candy bars until you lay your eggs, Mrs. Robin. Then I'm going to enjoy one. And when your chicks hatch, we'll share the next couple, Mr. Robin.
Stop your push-ups. We've come to shake down your cell. Go sit on your bunk.
There's nothing in here.
That's a formality. He's been here 2 years without a shakedown. Walk around. Check the sink. Tap the window.
Look here. Neat. It's a meal loaf. No, wait. It looks like 2 robins.
How long has this been going on?
Sir, they arrived day after I comforted Mr. Robin during a ferocious storm. They've been here for months.
They have to go. Prisoners can't have pets, especially prisoners on isolation.
Prisoner, don't even think about it. You can't win. Calm yourself. Breathe. Stop clenching your fists. Remain on your bunk. Watch the robins rearrange the bedding.
Thanks. That's good advice. Please listen to me. Please. No harm's occurred by these birds. I've violated no institutional rules.
Yeah, that's true, but prisoners can't have pets. Bottom line, you can't have pets.
Sir, I never touch the birds. Technically speaking, they shouldn't be considered pets. Please, here, have a Pepsi and a Hershey bar. Hard workers like you two need a treat.
Thanks.
Prisoner, we've watched you feed those birds, heard you talking to them about us. They're your babies. You can't buy us with your treats. This is Officer Nelson. Send maintenance to clear out the window of nesting birds.
10-4. You just don't get it, prisoner. We're in control, not you.
Robins haven't hurt anyone. What do I have to do to save these birds?
Get your act together. You've been here too long. Now you sound like you're going to cry over some birds.
Is that what you want? Crying and begging for me? You got it. Please, sir. Please. I'll get on my knees. See, I'm begging you. Please don't destroy these birds. They're going to have a family.
Who cares?
I care, sir. If you kill them, I'll go insane. I'll die.
Hell, sounded like you wanted to die the night of the storm that brought you the robin. Now what? You want to live?
I was wrong. Yeah, I want to live. I want a life. Those robins show me the beauty of life. I'll do whatever you want. Just please don't destroy the robins. You broke me.
I know you're broken. Finally, you know you're broken. Now, we'll remake you. We'll hold off on maintenance for now. Your actions now determine the robin's fate.
Thank you, sir.
Do the right thing. Good things will happen for you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Whew, we had a close call this morning. Wake up, Mrs. Robin, wake up. I didn't say get out of the nest. I'll be jailhouse crazy. But you're going to have twins. Just look at those two pale blue speckled eggs. Beautiful, just beautiful. You're going to be a mama. Be better at it than my mother. Mother spoiled me after Dad died in an auto accident. Hell, I never appreciated anything. Well, maybe Dad's watch. Anyway, make your chicks earn their way. Mom should have been harder on me. Things may have been different for us. I wonder where the robins flew off to. Probably looking for worms or something. Those two eggs are a wonder.
Talking to the robins, prisoner?
Actually, I was talking to myself, wondering where the robins are.
It's spring. They're doing what birds do, flying.
Probably right. What the hell? The eggs are breaking.
City boy. The eggs are hatching.
It's beautiful. Simply beautiful. I never married or even had any children. I've never experienced anything like seeing something being born.
It is beautiful. I saw my son being born. Unforgettable. You're now officially an uncle. Enjoy the experience.
Thanks. I missed out on so much of life messing with crime. Ah, here come the proud parents. Mr. and Mrs. Robin. Seeing the birth of your twins makes me proud. Your happiness makes me gay. I finally understand what Mother meant when she told me how she felt after I was born. She said, I felt the nightingale sing.
Delbert, wake up.
What? Why? Why'd you call me by my name?
You've been respectful. Show respect, get respect.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Delbert, you're being transferred to general population tomorrow morning. Good luck.
I'm to understand, since I cooperated, so as to save the robins, that I get a second chance to live in population?
Correct. Play by the rules that govern your behavior, and you're rewarded.
I'll remember that. Thanks. Beautiful. You robins are beautiful. Mr. and Mrs. Robin, I'm leaving in the morning. Unbelievable. I'm being returned to the living. Oh, you sweet birds. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with me all these many months. Your joyous life has touched me and helped me in my transformation. You beauties saw me and heard me. You gave me hope in the face of difficulty. You gave hope in my uncertainty. I now know that I am not alone. I was never alone. Hope does exist. Even hope that takes wing is better than none at all. Thanks for my life and sanity. Thank you, God, for hearing my cry. Indeed, happiness is a frugal yet simple thing. Caring is a healing virtue.
Here's a letter for you.
Dear Delbert Rodriguez, I was sorry to learn about your placement in isolation. The Washington Post attorneys made inquiries and discovered that questioning of your fellow prisoners and staff on their feelings of Maryland's renewal of the death penalty led to your isolation status. Please write about your experiences, and I will print your story. Sincerely, Margaret O'Neill, editor.
Just before coming here, Margaret, Warden said that the life of a prison writer is risky business. Now in isolation, I have lived in a silent movie, seldom seen and never heard. All this time, there's been nothing to write with. This letter is over 2 years old. Unbelievable.